Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Terry. I'm your supervisor. How can I assist you today?
Yes, this is a fraud claim.
Okay. Give me just a brief moment, ma'am. I'm trying to really get your account pulled up. I do apologize.
Okay.
I didn't really have very much information, but I am trying to locate that. Just give me one more minute. Okay, let me change this to, oh, not yet, wrong one. I said they have put everything on here. Okay, let's see here. Can I get you to verify your full name, ma'am?
Frankie Cook.
Ms. Cook, can I get you to verify your address?
It's Post Office Box 41, Greensboro, Florida, 32330.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see here. You're stating that you didn't place a trial for the Iconic Skin Cream?
No, ma'am.
Which is like a moisturizer?
No, ma'am.
And the Iconic Skin Serum.
No,
you
ma'am.
Didn't do the trial where you paid the shipping and handling. Let me go here. $4.95 and $4.95.
No, ma'am. My card got hacked, and it's all over everywhere.
Okay.
I've been getting all kinds of charges on it. I had to get a duplicate card and everything.
Okay. I do have to ask, ma'am, have you seen that product?
No, ma'am. I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
No, ma'am.
Okay, but you did say that your address is P.O. Box 41, right, in Greensboro, Florida?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't receive any product.
Okay. It shows here that it was shipped to that P.O. Box. One was delivered on February 9th, and one was delivered... Well, for that product was February 9th, because you did, looks like there was another product that was done back in Tallahassee, Florida, but that was back in 20.
I don't remember getting any products from y'all.
Okay. Oh. Is there anyone else in the house, ma'am, that could have placed this order?
No, don't nobody live here but me and my husband.
Okay, well, what?
If it would have been ordered, it would have been me ordering. And I don't remember ordering any products.
Okay, and do you do any surveys or anything?
Yes.
Okay, I do have to ask, ma'am, is your email address fcook1037@gmail.com?
It is.
Phone number 850-295-3271.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, I can't use any of that, but what I will do is send over the IP address from which this product was ordered.
Mm-hmm.
What they're going to do, ma'am, is do an investigation using that IP address to see who took and placed these charges against you. I do see here it did go into a subscription. So they will be charged $500 or more as a fine, or they can do jail time. Mm-hmm. Would you like for me to put this in for you?
You can.
Okay.
I don't have any products.
I do understand that. Well, I do have to let you know there have been some more that has already been shipped to you. It should deliver to you within, let me see. Let me track that. And I do know it's going to be delivered to that P.O. box because that's what they have down for the address for that shipment.
Why don't you cancel out that stuff? Because I can't cancel it.
It has already shipped. What I can do is put it on an investigation for them to take and find out who's doing this against you.
Okay, do that.
Because I can't stop a shipment that has already been shipped out.
Because it's $180 I already added to my card. They deducted it out of my card.
Yes, ma'am. That's because they charged. What happened is when that trial went out of trial, it was a 4-day shipment, 10 days evaluation. It was did back on February 4th, for just the shipping and handling. Because no one called in and canceled out those bottles within that trial period, those bottles went into full charge, which charged your card on February 23rd. And because once they charged your card on February 23rd, no one still called in and canceled it out, that put it on a subscription. Meant when they charged you on March 24th and shipped you out, that is your subscription bottle because no one has called in and canceled it out. But at this time, I do see here the agent do have you canceled out. And because you are stating that you do want to go ahead and do an investigation, I will go ahead and put this paperwork in for you. So that way they can investigate to find out who placed this order. Like I said, we can't use the information because all the information I have on this account belongs to you. So I can't give them that. All I can do is give them the IP address to follow that. They will even call so they could get yours and rule out that it wasn't placed from that IP address as well, okay?
Okay.
But give me just a brief moment to put this in for you, and then we're going to work on your charges, all right?
Okay.
Thank you. Hold, please. Ma'am?
Yes?
And you did state that there is no one else in the home that could have placed this order, right?
No. Nobody okay. here but me and my cousin.
Okay. Thank you. Hold, please. Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Just want you to know I'm still here. Just got a couple more things to put in, and then I will be right with you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Hold, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At this time, I did put that in for you. Let's see here. At this time, ma'am, they are refunding you as a customer courtesy back that $84.90, $94.90, $84.90. $85.90 and $94.90 plus the shipping and handling of $4.95 and $5.95. You will see those refunds post back to your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. Don't forget, you might be getting a call from our investigators within this week or next week. They will either come out or give you guys a call so they could get that IP address, okay?
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else that I can do for you today?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, I do want to thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day, ma'am.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.